RepublicBroadcasting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here we go, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is March 11, 2018. I will be here for the next 3 hours with you guys. Welcome to the program. Chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com. These were all chat rooms started by listeners. 107.9 in Australia with Sean, WTFR, over at TCTAUnleashed.com. Welcome to all the Australian listeners. Hooli'sblog.blogspot.com. You can find the archives there every Monday morning, after the show, commercial-free. And so tonight I got, for the first hour, I got John Friend from the Realist Report. We were talking off the air, and I got to make an announcement for those of you that don't know. Nick Spiro of Circus Maximus lived up in Chicago, a few years younger than I am, has passed on and has met his end, supposedly some cardiac problems with complications with pneumonia. And so he was a relatively young man, 5 years younger than me. And with all the weird, strange things happening out here, human beings, you know, this crazy quote unquote flu season and everything else, it's just a weird time that somebody, you know, like Nick passes on. And so I wanted to make that announcement. And so for all the listeners that I did some shows with Nick, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, and I haven't been in contact with him, but you know, I figured out it was worth mentioning on the program. So John Friend from the realistreport.com, welcome to the program, man. I haven't talked to you since Trump, the election and all that stuff. So we need to do a little catching up.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me back on. I appreciate it. And I just want to echo what you said. I also learned today that Nick Spiro passed away. I follow Renegade, the Renegade Tribune, pretty closely, and also a lot of their radio programs, and I heard about it and read about it today. And yeah, it's very sad, very sort of strange, I guess. I don't know all the details. I didn't know Nick all that well, honestly. I did enjoy a lot of his programs. I didn't always agree with him, but I think he did a lot of really good work. And you know, it's very tragic seeing somebody, I don't know exactly how old he was, but he certainly seemed much too young to go, you know. So RIP Nick. You know, he did a lot of good work, and he was a very brave, courageous individual for tackling these topics head on. And I think he was, you know, using his real name and kind of putting his neck out there. So, you know, it's very sad. So RIP Nick, and you know, you will be missed. You know, you did a lot of really good work. So I just want to kind of echo what you said to get started. And yeah, man, it is good to be back on. I always enjoy, coming on your program. I think you do a great job. You cover a lot of really good topics, and I think we see eye to eye on a lot of things. So it'll be good to catch up today.
Yeah, so a lot of things, John, weird things, you know, coming our way with. I'm sure you saw this. I wanted to get to this with you. We're going to talk Trump in a little bit, but Vladimir Putin's comments basically saying, well, maybe some of this stuff that all the American corporate media is worried about were actually Jewish characters inside of Russia, et cetera. I'm sure you've seen this one breaking in the last day or two, that basically Russian, quote unquote, Jewish people could have been some of the characters behind some of the meddling in the election. What's your thoughts on Putin busting this one out?
Yeah, I did see this. In fact, I was just reading an article just this morning that was published by the Times of Israel. And let me just, I'll just read you the headline. It was pretty comical, I thought. AJC, so the AJC is the American Jewish Congress. AJC says Putin's comments on Jews like protocols of the elders of Zion.
Yeah,
I loved that. And it was interesting, his comments. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the quote-unquote Russian meddling was like these Jewish trolls. You know, it's pretty well known at this point that the State of Israel and all of these different, you know, international Jewish groups, they essentially train online activists, online trolls, to go out there and run cover for the Jews and, you know, run cover for the criminal State of Israel, etc. So his comments were very interesting, very, very frank and straightforward. I think what was really kind of interesting about it was, well, it's just once again a major world figure or somebody that's, you know, has a high profile presence in the media coming out and talking about Jews openly and frankly and critically. And I think that's very good. You know, the Jews certainly do not want anyone speaking critically of Jews or even saying the word Jews, even identifying Jews as Jews. You know what I mean? Yeah. They want to keep that very hush hush. So Putin saying these things was, you know, very good, a very good development, in my opinion. I'm not like one of these people that thinks that Putin is like the savior of the white race or something like that. I think it's probably a bit more nuanced than that. I think some of the things that he's doing and saying are good. He certainly seems like a much more legitimate and serious and professional statesman than the rest of the clowns running the West. He almost kind of reminds me of Donald Trump to a certain extent, in that, you know, he wants to put Russia first and he wants to do what's best for the Russian people, which, you know, that's sort of what he says. I don't know exactly what steps he's taking to do that, but he comes across to me as a much more serious and much more legitimate statesman than anybody else. But one thing that was interesting was that his comments made it very clear that Jews were not Russians, right? I mean, he was distinguishing Jews from Russians as if they were a different or a separate, you know, sort of racial or ethnic group, which they certainly are. And I don't know if that's exactly what he was trying to get at, but that's the way it came across. And again, I think that's very good. Anytime anyone in the limelight is saying not even necessarily something critical about Jews, I don't think Putin was really being all of that critical. He was just making a, you know, a statement, sort of like a prediction, like, oh, you know, maybe it was Jews that were doing this.
Let me say this. And what he's basically injecting here is saying, look, Hasbro worldwide, Hasbro basically saying, look, this cosmopolitan element that is in all of our societies that do, let's just say, extracurricular activities outside of probably the government sphere of influence. These characters, and we know them well within basically every country. He's like, yeah, these disruptors, these characters, you know, they go across international boundaries. They disrupt and they do all kinds of things on a worldwide basis, and so some of them might have done it here within our borders. But I'm not going to take the blame for it.
Right, exactly. Well, and of course, the organized Jewish community and a lot of these these people over in Israel, like a lot of lawmakers in Israel, were condemning Putin and calling on other governments and other officials to condemn him, and were saying it was, well, you know, something straight out of the protocols, for example, but they're also calling it anti-Semitism. And again, it just shows you that anti-Semitism, like the word, is such a weaponized, just distorted term. I mean, it basically means any sort of honest, frank discussion of Jews and, you know, what they're up to and how they operate and what their agenda is. So really, I mean, telling the truth about the Jews is anti-Semitism. And again, their reaction to Putin's comments once again kind of confirmed that, right? So it's,
yeah,
it's very good. And it kind of, it's interesting, you know, Putin's comments, because they come on the heels of Wayne LaPierre, I think is his name, the guy from the NRA, the executive president. He gave that speech at CPAC where he was, you know, denouncing, I think he called him European-style socialists or something like that, which, you know, he's denouncing these European-style socialists, and then he's railing off a list of them, and all of them are Jews. and, of course, you know, this is another speech that the organized Jewish community freaked out about, which, I again, I think is a very positive thing to happen.
Well, hey, remember when Ted Nugent – hey, listen, remember when Ted Nugent posted that meme of all those Jewish gun grabbers? They freaked over that one, too, and he's big in the NRA.
Exactly right. Well, and again, I mean, all these people are doing is making very basic, easily observable statements, and – you know, this guy from the NRA and his statements, he wasn't even specifically calling them Jews. He just read, you know, railed off a list of gun grabbers, and you know, most of all of them were Jews. And, you know, it is very clear that the organized Jewish community is behind this assault on the Second Amendment. There's no doubt about that. They make it crystal clear in their own goddamn press releases. Excuse my French. I mean, these people just openly admit it. And then if you point it out or draw attention to it or highlight it, then you're an anti-Semite. Yeah. Again, proving that just speaking the truth about the Jews is anti-Semitism. But one other thing I want to mention also. So we had Putin's comments. We had this guy from the NRA's comments. And now we have Ann Coulter going out on Twitter calling him globalist. You know, Trump – Gary Cohn just left the Trump administration. Yeah. And Trump called him a globalist.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, the organized Jewish community is freaking out because – globalism is equated with Jews and Judaism. You know, they're promoters of globalists. They're the quintessential globalists, right? And, you know, so they're calling Trump's comments anti-Semitic, and Ann Coulter goes out there and starts, you know, calling out all these other globalists and kind of making a joke about it, really. I retweeted a few of the ones that she put out. I'm going to see if I can find them really quick. But, I mean, again, it just shows you that these people can't have – They really try to just shut down any sort of discussion of Jews. Coulter was talking about Sandy Koufax being a globalist. She was calling out all the globalists that were involved and, you know, implicated in the hashtag MeToo scandal. She called Jake Tapper a globalist, a half globalist. So anyways, it's just interesting how, you know, this is all playing out. And it's good. It's sort of – It's just a trend that we've seen really since Trump, you know, began his campaign, you know, of this rising tide of populism. And I think to me, the main thing is once you start going down this path, you know, you start talking about populism, you start talking about putting America first and highlighting the problems associated with internationalism and globalism. And it's going to inevitably go back to the Jews. If you're being honest, and if you're really trying to get to the bottom of what the hell is really going on in the world, it's going to go back to the Jews because they are ultimately behind it. And they really don't – it's not like some secret conspiracy. They make it crystal clear in their own writings and in their own public policy papers, the, you know, all these different Jewish groups that are out there, the ADL, for example, the Southern Poverty Law Center. There's a number of Jewish groups. They just openly tell you what they're doing and what their agenda is. And then if you notice it or point it out, you're, again, an anti-Semite, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a racist. They throw out all these highly weaponized terms to discredit you and to shut you down. And I think, you know, it's becoming less and less effective, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, hey, Ken, get clip two ready, and I wanted to play this for John. And this is from the ADL's own YouTube channel, John, and this is the online hate index, and this is about a minute long, but I wanted the audience to get this, and I wanted you to get this while we're together on the air. Ken, roll clip two.
ADL and the University of California at Berkeley's D-Lab have been working to develop a new approach to tackle online hate using the latest methods. The goal of the Online Hate Index is to help tech platforms better understand the growing amount of hate on social media and to use that information to address the problem. By combining artificial intelligence and machine learning with social science, the Online Hate Index will ultimately uncover and identify trends and patterns in hate speech across different platforms. We've just completed our first phase of research, and we found that the machine learning model identified hate speech accurately between 78 and 85% of the time. In the next phase of our project, we will look at specific targeted populations in a more detailed manner. We'll examine content on multiple social media sites, and we'll identify strategies to deploy the model more broadly. While there's still a long way to go with artificial intelligence and machine learning-based solutions, we believe the Online Hate Index will help tech companies better understand the extent of hateful content on their platforms by creating community-based definitions of hate speech.
All right, so I can stop it there. So, you know, and the way that they're talking about AI here, John, and this goes down to the spiritual level with the guys, these Jewish guys like Ray Kurzweil. Basically, on top of policing the quote-unquote goyim, those of us out here that are, you know, and then people give me crap, some of these people that troll me in my email for using the word goyim, but I'm using it in the way that they use it. That means basically the rest of us. But basically, they're going to use this AI platforms to police everybody, but also the weirdos like Kurzweil, they're actually trying to merge with it and become immortal through it. And so this is this weird control, you know, this Terminator Matrix level control panopticon coming our way. And a lot of these people are behind the levers of power. And then we're seeing these YouTube purges and all these other things. And these are the same characters behind it. But go ahead.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. And this is a topic that I've really been covering pretty extensively the past few months. I mean, it's really free speech and freedom of expression, the First Amendment. Yeah. These are issues that have been, you know, central to everything I've been doing since I got started in all of this. But lately, especially, there's just so many examples. It's like almost every single week there's a new story about, for example, a teacher down in Florida hosted a podcast. Some reporters for the Huffington Post found out about it, contacted the school, got her fired in a very similar manner that you know, I've experienced personally, where a malicious reporter goes and contacts, you know, your boss and tells him about your website, tells him about your political views or your political activism, and then you get, you know, it's basically an effort to get you fired, to get you shut down. So we see this so much, this just outright assault on free speech and the First Amendment. And really just anybody who deviates even slightly from, you know, mainstream politically correct talking points or opinions, you're going to be targeted by these people. And they're making no bones about it. You know, they're talking about how they're partnering with all of these big internet companies, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. And the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center are like their main advisors, as if the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center are, you know, legitimate organizations for assessing what constitutes hate speech. I mean, they kind of come up with what, you know, hate speech is, and then they basically just, you know, again, it's any criticism of Jews. It's any deviation from, you know, mainstream politically correct opinion when it comes to race, when it comes to history. I mean, you know, you can't even question any aspect of history, especially as it relates to World War II, without being called a hater.
And you know what it also is? It's even if you call out any of the various shock troops that they have employed in their march towards basically world Bolshevism as well. Any kind of one of their little pet groups, they're off limits to anybody as well. See you guys on the other side of the break. We're with John Friend from TheRealistReport.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I will show the whole world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
Radio with John Friend from TheRealistReport.com, and this just got posted over at the Daily Stormer, and now they've got a big NRA thing, proud supporters of the NRA. And, you know, I'm not just a member of the NRA. I'm a member of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's organization. I'm also a member of Dudley Brown's National Association for Gun Rights. And these are the two way more hardcore organizations. Rand Paul really pushes the NAGR. But back to, I wanted to run this one by John real quick, and this is a short segment. We only got a couple minutes. Paul Nehlen announces Dr. Kevin McDonald as campaign spokesman. Have you seen this, John?
Yes, sir. I love it. Wow. And let me just say real quick, speaking of the NRA, I just joined the NRA today. I paid $140 for a 5-year membership. It comes with a free gift. I'm getting a nice little, you know, NRA bag for your firearms. So I just joined today. I can't say I'm like too knowledgeable about the organization, but just the way they've kind of handled the alleged Parkland shooting, which maybe we don't have time to get into that, but from what I can tell, it looks like yet another hoax similar to Sandy Hook. It looks like a totally fraudulent staged event once again being used to promote gun control and, you know, a number of other tyrannical agendas. But anyways,
with that sheriff Israel down there, the whole nine yards, it's bad.
Sheriff Israel, Jewish, by the way. And most of the kids involved in all of this are Jews as well. I thought that was cool the way that they reacted to it. The town hall that Dana, I think it's Dana, what is it, Dana Loesch, I think is how you pronounce your last name. I thought she handled herself very well, given the circumstances and given the very, you know, biased and hostile environment that she was operating in.
I wish Ted Nugent would have been there.
So I did want to say I did join today. You know, $140 for a 5-year membership, not a lot of money in my opinion. So I support them. Paul Nealon, getting Dr. Kevin McDonald on board is a tremendous development. I've actually been in touch with Paul Nealon recently, and I'm planning on doing a podcast interview with him tomorrow night. Wow. So that should be up on the realistreport.com sometime either tomorrow or at the very latest Tuesday morning. I'm hoping nothing comes up and we don't have to cancel or reschedule or anything like that. But yeah, I'm going to try to interview him tomorrow. And I've been following his campaign pretty closely. I mean, he first ran, from what I understand, back in 2016. And he was kind of more of a Trump style populist. Now he seems like full on, like, pro white, racial realist, you know, totally hip to the Jewish problem, the Jewish question. So I think it's very good, a very positive development. I think Kevin McDonald is brilliant, a very knowledgeable individual, obviously a very well-spoken individual. He's done a lot of really good work, and I think it's great. I mean, this is exactly the direction American politics needs to be heading in.
Well, you know, he's going right up against the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, as well. We got to put that out there.
Yeah, totally. And he's bringing up a lot of very important issues, in fact, the most important and critical issues that need to be discussed openly. I mean, I think our very future, the future of our nation, the future of our country, the future of our world, certainly the future of our race, depends on us discussing these issues openly and frankly.
Look right across the pond, John, with Valema over in South Africa, the crap he's been spewing against the white people in South Africa. I mean, it's gone full-blown, just open calls, basically, that, hey, white people are targets for extermination worldwide.
Right. And I mean, this is very explicit in South Africa, right, where these leaders are saying, we're going to come and take your property, take your possessions, and basically dispossess you. You know what I mean?
There's a break. We got a long segment coming up after the break. See you on the other side, folks, with John Friend. Keep listening. Support RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Desert nights under lonely stars, cruising down the highway takes me farther from home. Whiskey hand, regret. Neither can erase the fact that I have done wrong. So now I'm on the
All right, we're back. Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our guest for this first hour is John Friend from TheRealistReport.com. And we're going to finish up with Paul Nalin here. He started off just as a hardcore anti-immigration, illegal immigration, really hardcore on Trump's agenda. And then something happened with him. Now, some people think that Paul Nalin is some sort of an operator, and he's running some sort of an operation here, and he's insinuating himself into kind of alternative media, pro-white, you know, anti, you know, our Jewish mafia wise circles, and he's setting something up here. I don't think so. I think the guy just, everybody's on a learning curve, John. We've all, you know, had to deal with our learning curves about how the world is ordered and who pulls the strings and so forth and so on. And I think this guy's a self-made entrepreneur. He's got his own money, and I think he's going for it. Your thoughts?
I completely agree, man. I completely agree. I think seeing his progression, you know, if you, again, you know, I started following him in 2016. That was when I first heard about him. And you've seen his progression. And I think if anybody is being honest, they will have this progression to where, you know, you start out with one subject. Maybe with Paul Neelan, it was sort of like the America First Trump-style populism. In my case, for example, it was 9/11 truth. And if you're being honest, you slowly progress and get to a point where you're kind of bringing it all first, full circle. And you realize that the broader agenda, that the role of the Jewish community, the role that history has played in weaponized narratives of history, and even current events for that matter. And, you know, you really start connecting the dots. And if you're being honest, again, it all goes back to racial realism, to the role that the Jews have had in undermining our societies and opening our borders and pushing for multiculturalism and state-enforced, quote-unquote, diversity and racial integration, for that matter, and all these other very subversive and anti-American policies that we see institutionalized today.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I think that's Paul Neelan in a nutshell. I mean, I think he's really kind of done his homework and come to some conclusions and realized, look, we got to talk about this stuff. Yeah. It's not a popular thing to talk about. You know, people get offended. People don't want to hear it. But hey, the future of our nation, the future of our race, the future of our world depends upon us being adults, talking about this stuff, coming to some sound conclusions, and ultimately doing something about it.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, the big one is when you really dig into the ideological foundations of communism and Talmudism, and then its fruits in Russia, and then the Iron Curtain, and then all of the communist disruptors and revolutionaries here in the United States that have basically attempted to overthrow this nation for so long. There's such a large swath of them that come out of this community that you, if you're really being honest, and you see all of these crazy communist movements worldwide and who pulls the strings, you have to come and be like, look, we've got a problem here, and it's not because I hate people. It's because I'm just a logical person that does basic dot connecting here. You know, when you read Behind Communism, from the 50s by Frank L. Britton, I mean, you can't come away with it and start looking around your own community and then you see these same elements always involved with the various people. Like here in St. Louis, we've got a bunch of Maoists, John, and then they've tapped into the anger of the black population, Latinos. You know, and then they've even warped the Palestinian populations to become far left wing, not even realizing that the very people that you can't stand bombing Gaza are the same people that pull this far left agenda that you're getting sucked into here in the United States while you're basically in a diaspora away from your homeland. It's so crazy. But your thoughts on that with the whole communist thing? It's just like when you look at the nuts and bolts of communism, you have to realize that basically these are the people trying to overthrow your country.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and that's why it's. I mean, with Dr. Kevin McDonald joining Neelan's campaign, I mean, Dr. Kevin McDonald really kind of wrote the book on all of this. I mean, he wrote a whole trilogy on, you know, Jewish evolutionary strategy, the Jewish involvement in radical political movements in America and in the wider Western world. And there's no doubt. I mean, that's what's so amazing is that we have a number of sources, a number of very legitimate scholarly sources proving everything we're saying, documenting all this at great length in a very scholarly fashion, in a very, I would argue, objective fashion. I mean, this is the truth. And, you know, him joining Nealon's campaign and him being really like the expert when it comes to cultural Marxism. I mean, Dr. McDonald has written about communism in Russia and in Eastern Europe as well. But I think really his specialty has kind of been the Western version of Marxism and communism. And that is, again, cultural Marxism.
Yeah.
See, in the West, like in Russia and in Eastern Europe, communism was implemented violently. It was a violent political movement. Right. I mean, the Bolshevik Revolution, for example, and all the tyranny and murder and bloodshed we saw in Eastern Europe and in Russia in the early 1900s. And in the West, they basically did the slow march through the institutions where they took over our culture. Yeah, they took over our media. Yeah, they took over our media. They took over academia. They took over the sciences, for God's sake, and totally perverted them and twisted them and totally degraded everything that Western educational traditions have been established and founded by. I mean, the concept of rationality and objectivity and you know, the scientific method, all of this was thrown out the window with these radical Jewish communists that took over our institutions. And again, Kevin McDonald really explains all this in great, great detail and proves it all and explains how they did it and really what their agenda is. And they made no bones about it. I mean, they were literally attempting to overthrow Western civilization and to, you know, combat, quote unquote, what they perceived as, quote unquote, anti-Semitism. They pathologized white identity to where if you identify as a white person and see yourself as part of a broader community, and if you concern yourself with the interests of the broader white community, you're somehow like pathologically evil and irrational. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Where Jews themselves are the most ethnocentric and truly racist individuals out there. I mean, I think you can make a very good case that is an accurate statement I just made. And yet they've totally pathologized any form of white racial identity. So, I mean, it's a big topic, but it's one that needs to be discussed openly and needs to be highlighted in a political campaign. And I think Paul Nealon really at this point is doing God's work, in my opinion. I mean, this is so important. I think what Trump has done is very important, but Paul Nealon is taking this to a whole other level. And I hope we see other people, you know, coming out and doing this sort of thing and taking around. I mean, this is a very risky thing that he's doing, but it's something that ultimately needs to be done. There's actually another guy running for Senate in California out here where I'm at. I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he's sort of running, you know, a very, I guess, sort of like alt-right, race realist type campaign as well. I don't think he's gotten nearly as much media coverage and nearly as much traction as Paul Nealon has, but we are starting to see people come out and say,
Have you seen the old guy, John? His name's Art something, but he's running for Congress somewhere, and he's like over the top. I can't remember his name off the top of my head either, but I've listened to him in a few. Farron Schoaf over here on RBN had him on as an interview, and the guy's hilarious. Just an old guy, doesn't pull any punches. You know, Vietnam veteran. Yeah, Arthur Jones, Vietnam vet, whole nine yards, just tells it like it is. And so this is the ripple effect. And I talk about this a lot when Trump first came in. And I told people, I was like, you know what, Trump, there's a psychological ripple effect that happened with Trump to where basically it's almost like he untied the intellectual hands of people to where they're not scared to say what's on their mind as much as they were previously. And so this is the positive kind of psychological ripple effect with Trump is it's like, he unleashed a whole storm of political incorrectness to where now it's like people feel, especially European extraction, people feel a lot freer to say what's on their mind. And I mean, the workplace is a whole nother Stalinist gulag that we all live in. But at least out here in society, The workplace is going to take a while because it's under these bureaucracies that have implemented so much weird trash. But at least out here, you know, even people like Tucker Carlson and others have been unleashed a little bit to go for the jugular a lot more than and under Obama and all the weirdos during this 8 years, which was almost pushed us to the brink, don't you think?
Oh, no, I completely agree with you. And really, that's kind of been my main thing with Trump, is not that he is like this savior figure that's going to fix everything. And he's not even necessarily that he's going to follow through on all of his campaign promises. I hope he does. You know what I mean? Like, I do hope that we build a wall. I hope we deport all these illegal aliens. I hope we, you know, put up these tariffs and bring jobs back here, bring our industry back, etc. I mean, that Trump says a lot of those things. I mean, it's proving to be a much more difficult thing to actually implement. But that, to me, is beside the point. The most important thing that he has done is he's opened up space for our ideas. He's pushed the political discourse in our direction, in a more race realist, pro-white direction. And that is good. And we need to seize this opportunity. And I think, you know, we basically have. I think that's kind of the main success story of the alt-right, is that everybody that's sort of in the alt-right, I guess, you know, just or the race realist movement, pro-white movement in general, we've used this opportunity and seized it and been effective in injecting these ideas in the political discourse. And I mean, I think we see that reflected a number of different ways. I mean, you mentioned this guy Arthur Jones running for Congress in Illinois, Paul Nealon, this other guy in California whose name escapes me. I apologize for that. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. We see that with the NRA, you know, making the speech and denouncing European style socialists. We see Ann Coulter out there condemning globalists. And even before she made those series of controversial tweets, during the election, she was outright like calling out the Jews. Like, what was the tweet?
How many effing Jews live in this country?
No, I mean, see, this is all good, and I don't think Ann Coulter would be making a tweet like that if it were not for Donald Trump running for president at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they basically, in the minds of so many warped individuals worldwide, I mean, look at these self-suiciding Europeans. They've almost criminalized just having white DNA. Like, somehow you're a walking, breathing, biological criminal because you're of European extraction. I mean, that's how bad that they've pushed this thing towards this total insanity, to where at least Trump coming back in, it's just like, you know, people at least got a, you know, they walked a little higher in their step, stuck their chest out a little bit more, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just like they pushed it to the brink, and then this happened, which, you know, you got to say, hey, this is at least a positive move. I mean, just think of what Hillary Clinton would have came into office, and what we'd be experiencing right now. What do you think we'd be experiencing?
Oh, I mean, it would have been the same crap we got from Obama, the same open borders, globalist agenda. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not even saying Trump is totally turning us away from that sort of globalist agenda. I mean, the rhetoric that he espouses certainly stands in stark contrast from that sort of, you know, globalist rhetoric you hear from Obama and somebody like Clinton. But no, I mean, I think it's definitely a very positive development that we got Trump in the White House, for sure. And I mean, we've seen how just the way he's called out the media, I think, has been very positive. The way the media has been exposed for being just the total dishonest scumbags that they really are. Think about like this Parkland shooting. I mean, this is another episode of the media being so just blatantly dishonest. And, you know, these kids being presented out there and put up, and they have all these talking points, and it's all so phony. And it's, you know, so
hot. I got a video. I got a video that I'm going to
put. Normal people see this.
Yeah, I got a video I'm going to play later on after I let you go. It's called CNN's Child Army, and it gets into this David Hogg and this little Emma Gonzalez and all of these characters that are so ready to just jump in front of cameras But then they try to, you know, and they go through all this basically that you're not allowed to question these, you know, 15, 16, 17 year old kids. And it's like they've somehow have been coronated or baptized to be the leaders. And you can't even question these kids or somehow you're hateful towards children and blah, 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 blah. And the
exactly.
whole thing is sick. It's insane.
Well, and what's insane is that I totally agree with you. And what's so infuriating about it is that we have all these kids coming out the woodwork, you know, coming out. They're all over the media. They're all over CNN. They're all over Twitter. I just read an article. I think it was actually maybe a week ago or so in The Hill. And it was talking about how all of these shooting survivors, you know, from the school, these alleged shooting survivors, they're leveraging their social media presence to push for gun control.
Yeah.
And we see like David Hogg, for example, on Twitter, he's got like hundreds of thousands of followers, just like some of these other, you know, like high profile anti-gun spokespeople that, you know, allegedly survived the school shooting. It's so phony. I mean, it's not even like debatable. It's just so obviously so phony and so scripted. It's like they're not even trying to attempt to even be clever with it. It's just bam, in your face, blatant. And it's just like, I mean, it's very similar to Sandy Hook. I mean, I thought the same thing when Sandy Hook happened. I mean, I was watching the coverage of CNN and, you know, other mainstream outlets when Sandy Hook first happened, and I'm just looking at it like, wow, this just does not even seem legitimate at all. And I mean, of course, that's sort of like a, you know, I don't know, it's not like an objective thing. It's just like, that's my impression. But I think that's how a lot of people felt. And that's certainly how a lot of people feel now with this shooting down in Florida. It's so damn funny.
They've ran so many false flags between Sandy Hook and now. It's, I mean, for you to still buy it, you got to be silly. We'll see you on the other side.
As it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Radio on RBN. Now, I wanted to, we got a few minutes here. John's going to stay till 20 after the top of the hour. I asked him to stay on because I got a couple other things to go through with him. Ken, if you would get clip 18 ready. Now, this is the Rebel Media, John. I wanted to get this one out, and I want to get into this other article. But this is the Rebel, Ezra Levant up there in Canada, Jewish guy, you know, plays kind of conservative up there. Now there, this has to do with the Parkland shooting. Okay, so you got Sheriff Scott Israel down there, but all of these kind of kosher conservatives are trying to throw this Muslim deputy under the bus as like some sort of a mastermind down here, where you got this Jewish sheriff. And I want to play this, and I'm going to get your opinion here. Ken, roll clip 18.
As I continue to dig into the problems with Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, one central figure keeps popping up, the deputy in the Broward County Sheriff's Office by the name of Nizar Hamze. Now, Hamze is critically important to understanding not just Sheriff Scott Israel's incompetence, but his malfeasance and his coddling of some very, very bad people. Hamze is the regional Florida director of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a group considered a terror associate organization many places in the world. Now, I've told you previously on the show, and we've put up some photos. I've also put them up on my social media about Israel and Hamze's associations with major players in Hamas and their close, close relationship with the imam of the Darul Uloom Mosque over in Pembroke Pines, that's on the west side of Broward County, Florida. Now, that imam was a spiritual advisor to dirty bomber Jose Padilla. The new information we've found is even more troubling. The CARE, where Hamze is a major player, has certain mosques that it puts under their umbrella. CARE often writes letters. For example, they wrote a letter to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement asking them to roll back hardline training on radical Islamic terror because they didn't like that the instructor was telling the truth. And when they write these letters, there's a list of associate mosques. And one of those mosques is the Masjid Al-Hijra in Miramar, Florida. Miramar is a little town in the southwest corner of Broward County. It's within the confines of the patrol area of the Broward County Sheriff's Office. But why is this little Masjid Al-Hijra mosque significant? Well, A, they're an associate of CARE, where Hamze, the deputy, is a major player, where he's an executive-level regional director. But more importantly, this little masjid, this little mosque in Miramar, sits on a plot of land that directly adjoins the family home of Adnan al-Shukri Juma. Now, if you don't know who al-Shukri Juma is, I'm going to tell you. He was killed in 2014 in Pakistan after he rose up the ranks of al-Qaeda, became a senior commander, counter-terror forces, took him out in Pakistan back in 14. Now, how did he rise up the ranks of al-Qaeda? He was one of the masterminds, one of the planners behind the 9/11 attacks. You heard me right. Let me put it into place for you. Let me put some of these puzzle pieces, connect them for you. The boyhood home.
Okay, there's the music, and I think you're going to get the idea here. But then we're gonna kind of hash this out with John on the other side, because this is what they always do. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.